Since the beginning of the current wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence, which began in September 2000, more than 2,500 Palestinians and almost 900 Israelis have been killed, according to official figures from the two sides. Nearly 10 times that number have been wounded, and for many of the victims, life will never be the same. NPR's Linda Gradstein profiles two teenagers, one in Gaza, one in Jerusalem.
15-year-old Abdurrahman Taim lies on a hospital bed in a rehabilitation ward in the Gaza Strip. He can move his arms, but his legs are immobile. 2 months ago, Abdurrahman was in his home at the Nuseirat refugee camp in Gaza when an Israeli missile crashed onto the camp's main street just a few yards away. He ran outside to see what had happened. Less than 2 minutes later, a second missile struck.
While we were helping the people from the first missile, we received another missile, and after this, I felt nothing.
12 Palestinians were killed in that missile strike, which Israel said was aimed at Hamas militants. Palestinian officials said most of the dead were civilians. Abdurrahman is the oldest of 10 siblings. He was considered an excellent student and had plans for the future.
I dreamed to be a doctor. I wanted to be a doctor.
He says he hopes he can still fulfill that dream. Doctors say shrapnel from the Israeli missile lodged in the teenager's spine, and he will probably never walk again. Abdurrahman's father, Maher, voices hatred against the Israelis for what they have done to his son, but says he is trying to accept God's will.
It's a feeling like any other parents, and this is an examination from my God, so I have to wait and to be patient.
About 30 miles away, another teenager lies in bed at Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem. She, too, dreams of becoming a doctor. Adi Huga is a petite teenager with streaked blonde hair and braces. She was critically wounded 2 years ago this month in a double suicide bombing on Ben Yehuda Street in downtown Jerusalem. Huga says she went out with two cousins on a Saturday night. Suddenly, she says, there was a huge explosion.
I fell on the ground. I was still conscious. But when I got to the hospital, I was unconscious and in critical condition. The doctors here saved my life.
Doctors at Hadassah say the bombs on Ben Yehuda Street were packed with screws, and more than 100 of them penetrated Adi's body. She lost a lot of blood and almost died before an experimental drug intended for hemophiliacs that had never been used before on trauma victims saved her life. She was in the hospital for 6 months and is now recuperating from her 26th operation. Doctors say they believe she will eventually make a complete recovery. Adi says she had a difficult time emotionally after the attack.
I lost 20 kilos.
My emotional state was very bad. I lost 40 pounds and I couldn't sleep at night. I gradually came out of it, but I still have the anger.
That anger against the Arabs, she says, will never go away. Adi's mother, Molly, says the whole family's life has completely changed since the bombing. They rarely go out now, afraid of another attack. Adi and Abdurrahman have never met each other and probably never will, but both of their lives have been irrevocably changed by the violence. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.